You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The State Bank of India on Wednesday filed a compliance affidavit in the electoral bonds case, day after it sent all details of electoral bonds to the Election Commission as directed by the Supreme Court. In the affidavit, the public lender has shared details of electoral bonds purchased and redeemed till 15th February 2024. According to the data provided by SBI, a total of 3,346 electoral bonds were purchased between 1st April 2019 to 11th April the same year. A total of 1,609 bonds were redeemed, the data showed. From 12th April 2019 to 15th February 2024, a total of 18,871 electoral bonds were purchased and 20,421 bonds were redeemed, the SBI data added. The SBI had submitted details of electoral bonds to the Election Commission day after the Supreme Court rejected its plea seeking extension till 30th June. Mamata Banerjee said she and her family have cut all ties with Babu Banerjee, her brother, who revolted against the party's candidate Prasoon Banerjee from Howrah Lok Sabha seat and said if the need arises, then he would contest as an independent from the seat. Babu Banerjee is Mamata Banerjee's younger brother who on Wednesday expressed unhappiness over the party again giving a ticket to Prasoon Banerjee from Howrah. I am not happy with the selection of the candidate from Howrah Lok Sabha seat. Prasoon Banerjee is not the right choice. There were many capable candidates who were overlooked, he said in New Delhi, alluding to the insult Prasoon Banerjee hurled on him once. I know Didi, Mamata Banerjee, would not agree with me. But if needed, I will contest as independent from Howrah Lok Sabha seat, Babu Banerjee said. Sensex fell over 700 points and reached below the 73,000 level while Nifty dropped over 1% today. It was the worst single-day fall for small-cap index since December 2022 which fell 5% while mid-caps lost 3%. Micro-caps and SME stock indices dropped around 5% each. With this, market capitalization of all BSE-listed stocks reduced by 12 lakh crore rupees and is currently at 374 lakh crore. The crash defies global trade setup as the S&P 500 had hit a record high overnight and FIIs have also bought Indian stocks and invested $3 billion so far in the month. In a bid to woo women voters, the Congress party on Wednesday announced its ambitious Nari Nyay guarantee, under which it has promised financial assistance of 1 lakh rupees to women from poor families every year. Under the Nari Nyay guarantee, Congress has outlined five key announcements: Mahalakshmi, Aadhi Abadi Pura Hak, Shakti Ka Samman, Adhikar Matri, and Savitri Bai Phule Hostel. Aadhi Abadi Pura Hak, under this women will have rights over half of the new recruitments at the central government level, Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge said in a video message. Third, Shakti Ka Samman, under this the central government's contribution to the monthly income of Anganwadi, Asha and midday meal workers will be doubled, he added.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.